mentioned, it is a nonprofit organization. And you can see what the mission is of this organization. I mean, it's bigger than just the film festival itself. It's really to support emerging filmmakers. And really, as you know, that's where funding often falls short when there are tough times. So let's keep this organization moving forward and supporting and bringing a voice to these great artists. So go to RivertownFilmFestival.org. You can get details and tickets there. Mm-hmm. And as Janice mentioned, you can also check on Groupon. There are a limited number of discounted tickets on Groupon. So check those out and certainly take advantage of those while you can.
Nice. Janice, Amy, anybody else that needs to be highlighted that we didn't cover by name that has helped you out?
What's that?
Anybody else that we need to highlight that have helped you out or participated in this that we haven't covered yet?
There are too many people to name everyone individually, but you know what? I can't thank my co-founders enough. I can't thank Amy, who's been doing all of the volunteer, and Riley Karsh, who's been the director of development. Stephen Chiocci, who's done all of our technology stuff. You know, Lindsay Troyer, Story Blast, a whole bunch of people that have really gone out above and beyond and put their time in and heart and soul in like the rest of us.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. It sounds like it's a really unique event. It's something that you don't get to see here every day, and so we're going to have the opportunity to enjoy that this weekend, and we're crossing our fingers that the weather holds up. Saturday looks great. Sunday looks not treacherous. Just looks like it's going to be maybe it can push over to Monday, and we'll have a better day.
Well, we'll all be inside.
Anyway.
That's why we have those great tents.
That's right. Well, that was all that planning you guys did. But thank you so much, Janice, and thank you so much, Amy, for coming on and giving us a sense of what the new inaugural Rivertown Film Festival will be all about. And we'll do this again over the upcoming years and laugh about how it all started back in 2017.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I think we lost Janice, so we'll say goodbye to her. Appreciate it as always. Well, it's been my pleasure to be with you as I am every weekday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. My thanks to Al War, Michelle Heide, Amy DeVita, and Mayor Janice Kovach for their contributions to the show. Vince Arnolino says, never say I should have. Well, set up for the film for the expo on Thursday and then start planning on watching some really nice, unique, thematic movies over in the Clinton Township, town of Clinton. Rivertown Film Festival is going to be there at the Red Mill Village from 10 to 5 Saturday and Sunday. And don't miss that ELL members concert that's going on at the end in celebration. We'll be back again tomorrow. Stay tuned for Chamber in Action, followed by Chef Bill's Table, right after these messages. You'll listen to Good Morning Hunter and on WHCR-DB.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The sheriff says the man who was responsible for shooting and killing 26 people at a Baptist church in southern Texas yesterday showed up to that church dressed for war.
He was dressed in all-black tactical-type gear and was wearing a ballistic vest.
Two good guys with guns ended up firing at 26-year-old Devin Patrick Kelly as he tried to get away in his car. He ended up dying of blood loss after traveling about 8 miles. Here's the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
And thank God that we had these two guys that were there with the weapons to move this guy at least out of the church more quickly.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross denying reports he didn't tell the Senate about business interests with Russian President Vladimir Putin's immediate family. NBC News had reported a leak of financial documents showed Ross had business links to a Russian firm with close ties to Putin. This is USA Radio News.
So, are you starting to think about the perfect gift? Well, I found the perfect gift idea that checks all the boxes. Price, value, easy, and awesome. No kidding. If I got this, I'd faint. It's the Ovation Hair Holiday Gift Set. 7 best-selling hair products in one gorgeous gift box. You'll love the powerful cell therapy treatment, proven to give you thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Intensive repair hair mask to deeply hydrate and revitalize dry, damaged hair. The Luxe Shampoo for a luxurious, foaming deep shine, and your choice of shampoo and conditioner. Everything you need and I love for amazing, vibrant, healthy hair. Guaranteed. And specially priced to save you almost 60%. Works for me. No wonder it sells out every year. Get this for every single friend and family member on your list. Go to ovationhair.com and get a new customer discount on top of the nearly 60% savings when you select USA Radio at checkout. ovationhair.com.
Both former and current Democratic National Committee officials say they found no evidence that 2016 presidential primaries were rigged against former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Then interim chairwoman of the DNC, Donna Brazile, says,
I'm on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I found no evidence, none whatsoever.
Brazile saying only she did.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Executive order that also levies sanctions against 7 officials from the Oil Rich Nation. The White House says the order is aimed at those whose actions undermine democratic processes or institutions. Authorities in North Carolina say over 60 people were treated at hospitals after an Amtrak train northeast of Raleigh collided with a truck and derailed. The injuries were not considered life-threatening. This is USA Radio News.
Search engine rankings can make or break a business, and not ranking on page one is guaranteed to cost you money. So why not rank before you pay? That's right. You get ranked or you don't pay. Did you know over 80% of online shoppers never leave page one? And companies reaching page one status can and do make more money. So where does your business rank? Are you turning clicks into cash or...
Disappearing Act with Ortho Bug Be Gone. Your choice. 2 for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Out through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
USC's head coach Clay Helton saying O.J. Simpson will not be welcome at football practices there, even though he will soon be a free man. Helton reiterated the university's position yesterday at Pac-12 Media Days in L.A. When asked if the former Heisman Trophy winner would be welcome at practice, Helton said the administration and the athletic department do not want Simpson to be part of any of their functions. Today is the 100th anniversary of what was called the Silent Parade, an important event in the history of civil rights in America. Mark Mayfield shares that story.
On July the 28th, 1917, 10,000 African-American men, women, and children marched silently down New York's Fifth Avenue to protest violence against black people. Women and children dressed in white and men dressed in black. The parade followed riots in East St. Louis, Illinois, where as many as 250 black people were killed by white mobs in May and July. Today's Google Doodle commemorates the silent parade.
And a 9-year-old Massachusetts boy is looking at breaking and entering charges because Amazon's Alexa recorded his voice during a break-in. Reports are Alexa captured the boy's voice from an Echo device that he'd stolen from a neighbor's home recently. The neighbor telling the Gloucester police that an audio clip on her phone that was recorded by Alexa sounds a lot like her neighbor's son. Police say the boy initially denied it, but then eventually confessed. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the 100 County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in 100 County.
It is 9:05. It's time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, 71 degrees. It's overcast skies. We have a 70% chance of precipitation today. The weather forecast is a mouthful, so buckle up. Partly sunny, widespread, dense fog this morning. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Visibility is 1/4 mile or less at times this morning, and highs in the lower 80s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. Showers likely this evening with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 70%. Rain likely tomorrow. Rain may be heavy at times, but not as warm with highs in the upper 60s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25. Chance of rain 70%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers in the morning on Sunday. Then it'll be a little bit of a clearing. Chance of rain is only 30%. And then it's all cleared up, but the balloon festival will be over by then. Mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s on Monday. First day of August, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Sunny and highs in the mid-80s on Wednesday, August 2nd. When have you ever heard of mid-80s in August? Temperatures in the area, 71 in Raritan, 73 in Kingwood, 73.5 in Frenchtown, 77 in Lebanon. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I traded my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way.
Well, welcome back to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I have the expert, the queen, Protocol School of New Jersey, Maria K. Joyce, is with me. She's an etiquette coach, hospitality trainer, and I'm looking forward to talking with her about cell phone etiquette and so much more. So welcome to the show, Maria. This is awesome. We met long ago. We talked about it. And then we had our little chat over the phone, and it's like I've known you forever. So welcome to the show. This is so great to have you here with your expertise. Thank you. Come on and introduce yourself and say hello.
Thank you, Chris. My goodness, it is so exciting to be here at Huntington Chambers' new offices.
Yeah,
when you told me to drive down the street in beautiful Flemington and look for the beautiful yellow house with Greek columns, You weren't kidding.
No, it's
those are some magnificent, huge, beautiful columns.
Yes.
I am so honored to be back here with Hunterton Chamber again. This is my second opportunity to be on air, mm-hmm. my first time with you. In fact, Chris, when you talk about how we have history together,
right.
I had one or two of your children.
That's right.
Yes at Raritan Valley Community College.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And then etiquette training program.
And you you accepted us as parents for the first half hour and then promptly ushered us out.
You remember that so well. In fact, I love to get the expectations out there, and I say gently, and I coach you a bit before I escort you out. I say, oh, tell me, you know, what did you bring your beautiful child here to me this week for?
Right.
What are you looking for me to change? And then before I let you parents one by one tell me
right.
what you'd like to change about your child, I always say, let's remember the power of positive communication.
Sure.
Like, don't ruin their reputation. Don't, like, tell me something good. You know?
So one of the interesting things about that, Tanya talks about that class. It's got to be 6 years or something like that
yes.
now. She still talks about the class. Some of the children are led to that class, it's like going to the gallows. It's like, oh, I can't believe I'm going. But you engage them so quickly and show them what. And then it becomes a pride moment, which is pretty cool. It's a transformation that you can just see right off the bat in the classroom. Really neat.
That's so lovely. You're exactly right. In fact, I remember one young man years ago. Where were we? In Seabright at a restaurant. And his father came in holding his khaki slacks in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear him telling my assistant something in the back of the room. We had already begun for our day-long etiquette training program. And he's back there, you know, swinging his khaki pants in his arm, in his hands, and saying, I can't get my teenage son out of the car. And so I stopped the class because I looked at, you know, all the teenagers sitting before me, and, you know, none of them are happy. No one's ever happy when they've been exiled to etiquette training, whether they're a waiter sitting, you know, for hospitality training, or whether they're in corporate America getting the modern executive training. Nobody's happy. And so I quickly went back and I said, do me a favor. I don't really care if he's dressed for success with his khaki pants. Just go out there, convince him to come in, let him meet me, and if he feels like staying, let him stay. Otherwise, don't torture him.
Right.
And you know that young man, at the end of the day, 6 hours later, when his mom came to collect him, she immediately came to me and she said, did he have his head down? Was he crying? And he was 16 years old. Was he crying all day? I said, you know, once he started talking, he took over the class. He's
right.
a born communicator. And so it's very exciting. And really, you know, our children today are hungry for the storytelling
mm-hmm.
that we grew up hearing and that generations of people grew up. We used to live. I grew up in a household, Chris, with three Georges. I'm a little Greek girl, so I had my Papu George that lived upstairs. I had my dad that was George. I had my little brother
mm-hmm.
that was George. And so we knew how to roll. We
right.
knew what the expectations were. We knew what the rules were. And today, you know, I have family that lives in five different continents.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the cell phone use and the technology that's brought us together.
Yes, and that's wonderful. But we've also lost our minds in using it.
We've lost our minds, Chris. And it was interesting. I'm a great researcher, and I know you want me to tell you who I am a bit, and I'm going to.
Okay.
But this interesting fact, in fact, my daughter added to this story that I was telling her the other day. Do you know, for instance, that are techies out in Silicon Valley, the ones who are designing the apps for the phones and the computers and everything, they actually are creating those apps to suck us in, to cause that anxiety, to cause you know, that impulsivity and everything that we have.
That's
in
correct.
Fact, I like to tell the story in whatever training I'm doing that while I'm talking to you, my audience, I've got 3 cell phones, an iPad, and a laptop, and I'm dying to check, dying to check, you know, and to silence everything, and it makes us crazy because we're so used to our dings.
Yeah.
And that obsessive behavior that the cell phone especially has created in our life is cause for major concern socially and professionally.
Right.
So, who am I? You want to
know
who I am.
Who are you, and how did you evolve to be a fairly unique profession?
Thank you.
Helping us understand our behaviors and how they are affecting us professionally and personally.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm going to try to tell you, just like when I was on the air with Jeannie Murphy, she asked me that question, and I get teared up. I'm a little Midwestern girl. I come from Akron, Ohio, and LeBron James territory.
Oh, okay.
In fact, my brother and family live, you know, very close to him, and I'm from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. I was picked up by a New Jerseyan decades ago, and so that's what brought me to New Jersey. And even still today, it's so interesting, Chris, that people see me a little bit as a unique individual. In fact, my daughter will say that at times. You know, Mom, you're a little unique. You know, like, why do you drive down the street with a smile on your face? And, like, you look to the left and right, and you always have a smile. It's like, because I'm trying to prevent an accident. I'm trying to make friends, as I did this morning on 287. Right. The hostility on the road is outrageous.
Yeah.
So I came to New Jersey, and things were very rough and tumble.
Right.
And are very densely
populated.
Must have
been a culture shock for you. New Jersey and Ohio are a little bit different.
Very different.
And you're in the mm-hmm. eastern part of Jersey, which now you're getting closer to Manhattan, and there's still that Jersey-itis, that Jersey twang that goes on, and
yes,
it's all about me type thing.
Absolutely, and it's so different. Red Bank area along the Jersey Shore and just a half hour north, things are very different. You see it, in the stores. You see it on the road. When we go into Ocean County and do programming down that way, again, that's a much slower paced, this and that.
Yep.
But so in asking who I am, I come from a big, fat Greek family. I have 100,000 cousins everywhere in the world, first, second, third, and on and on. And my mother worked for the American government, picked up my father in Cairo, Egypt.
Wow.
My dad was working as the manager of the airport at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine Chris as a little girl, as a firstborn, sitting at my table and listening to the stories that my parents shared morning, noon, and night because of their travels, because of their experiences.
Right.
And it was interesting when I was preparing yesterday for telling you who I am, it was the first time I realized that both of my parents were firstborns.
Oh, okay.
As I was, which is quite significant because we firstborns are known for taking charge, being the experts, telling people what to do, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
And so a natural progression for me. As a child, I would work in my uncle's office doing paperwork, answering the phone.
Now, where was that?
That was Akron, Ohio.
Akron, Ohio,
And uncles had restaurants, businesses, farms, where we boarded horses and took care of the horses. And so my background as a teenager was Red Cross volunteer work, United Way. My heart really was social work. yet. I worked for my aunt at a beautiful boutique that she had.
Mm-hmm.
And I really learned my principles of business. So, for instance, I was thinking about my Aunt Elaine last night when I was thinking about who I was.
Right.
When we were selling back in the day, you know, $120 purses in Akron, Ohio, in a boutique,
yeah.
When she would walk in, and if any of us were standing in a cluster or not right next to a client, or if we weren't straightening things up, my goodness, she'd come right away and almost like want to pick you up and throw you across the room to get in front of them.
Sure.
So customer service, mm-hmm. proper etiquette, global etiquette. My mother had traveled a million countries of the world working for the
now
United States
government. You had been in 65, is that right? 65 countries?
My mother, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was quite an accomplishment for a Greek-American who went to kindergarten not speaking English, who disobeyed her father by getting educated and going off into the world and you know, bringing a husband home from a foreign country.
Sure.
Very interesting. And my mother, once she got married and settled down, she was a Spanish, Latin, and French teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go to bed, Chris, at night, hearing the records playing as she was practicing her Espanol for students the next day.
Right.
So in addition to the retail background, the nonprofit background that I was attracted to as a teenager working in nursing homes and blood drives and things, it was very interesting, the exposure.
Yeah.
The exposure and the excitement that we always felt as a family in terms of cultures, diversity. I can remember when Taco Bell first came to Akron, Ohio.
Wow.
My mom drove us, you know, 45 minutes away because we had to go and enjoy the Mexican food. That was the closest we could get to Mexican. We'd also drive far away for Italian food. We'd drive far away for Indian food.
Yeah.
So, hence this little social worker,
right.
This special education teacher, this young professional that worked for many years at three different stores at one time. She morphed after graduation into corporate trainer.
Yep.
So at 22 years old, it was so exciting. I filled conference room with 45 women, and I was teaching Future Women workshops at that time. And I was hired by banks, department stores to come in to be their mystery shopper, and then to determine what kind of training their staff needed.
Neat.
And
did you absorb this by observation, assimilate it by observation, or was somebody laying out these things for you in terms of the outspoken, what the rules should be?
So exciting. Mom, since she had so much expertise, I was the firstborn. I was an only child for 8 years.
Right.
That meant that I ran with the adults. I ran with my big, fat Greek family. And so, yes, my educator mom, I can, you know, distinctly remember driving up the circular driveway at my Uncle Andy's house. And as we were arriving, she would tell me, remember how to extend your hand. Remember how to keep the napkin on your lap.
Wow.
Remember only to help yourself to 1-2 servings at a time. Don't go back for seconds. So, yes, Mom was coaching me. And imagine, Mom passed away before she knew that I became Miss Manners, if you will.
Cool.
You know.
Very cool. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Maria Joyce, and she is Protocol School of New Jersey. She's an etiquette, leadership, and hospitality trainer, and we're going to be right back and talk about cell phone etiquette right after this.
But now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, red sheen, skin was showing, hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number.
Hey, Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Maria Joyce is with me, and she is here to talk about cell phone etiquette. And we're talking about it's July is Cell Phone Etiquette Month, and I was, like I said, talking to Mike, and so many other people say this, Maria. Somehow, some way, we've lost sight of the fact that when we grab that phone, we are taking a personal affront to everybody else and saying, my call, my conversation, what I need to do right now in this particular moment is more important than anything else out there. Some scientists are saying it's because there's endorphins that are running because we have to have that connection. But I can't use that as a complete excuse. I got to say to people, you got to be aware of what else is going on. With regard to how you appear and what you appear like when you do that. So you said you had something you wanted to read, so why don't we start with that, and then we'll delve into what people look like and how we need to get this resolved.
Yes, as we celebrate, and we're in the last few days of July, celebrating Cell Phone Courtesy Month. In fact, my colleague Jacqueline Whitmore of the Protocol School of Palm Beach, she's actually the one who coined that terminology. In fact, I appeared on her behalf on Good Morning America show some years back with Bobby Flay.
Oh, so this isn't your biggest radio stint, your biggest media stint. I feel slighted already.
Absolutely not. In fact, you know, Chris, when you said that I had something to read, what I wanted to tell you, because when you talk about being the expert and being the etiquette consultant,
right,
I found it so sweet when you first sent me your email.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, dear Ms. Joyce, because I addressed you as Mr. Bianco.
Right.
Because proper etiquette states you're formal in business until you're given permission to first name basis. You said your stature as an etiquette expert compels me to write in a formal manner.
That's right.
And I have slight anxiety that I'll probably not meet your standards.
That's correct.
And so when we talk about you are what you text, which is what we've titled today's conversation, absolutely we are what we text. We teach everyone with every word who we are. We teach them whether we're an assertive communicator, whether we are a passive communicator, an aggressive one, or a passive-aggressive one.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we're hanging out our dirty laundry in terms of dysfunctional and kind of addictive behaviors. And when you say you're not quite sure why it is that, like, we turn into raving maniacs on our cell phones and we order people around and we tell people off, we do so because we're kind of hidden. We're behind the sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like online and our techno etiquette that, you know, we're trying to teach our children and young professionals and millennials how they must communicate in the world. And when we talk about you are what you text, I have to tell you, for instance, as an etiquette consultant with staff that works for me, that in these years, Chris, we have thrown away clients of many years.
Yep.
One of 14 years, another one, it was a very large contract, and we disassociated ourselves with them. We thank them very much. However, our standards, we can't be part of this. And all of that disconnection occurred with texts and with emails. Hostility, for instance. We would send a complete email that they required, and maybe they'd send back, yep, huh, no. And we couldn't get them on the phone.
Right.
Yet we were in front of tons of their clients, and so it was so important for us to communicate. The first rule of etiquette, which is a French word, and what it literally means is don't step on my grass.
Oh, okay.
And the first rule of etiquette is you don't tell other people what to do. We parents, we bosses, teachers can tell others what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, and oh my goodness, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I don't think Jan is listening. Mm-hmm. But my dear friend Jan will text me during a business day when I'm doing a summer camp or doing a radio program, and she'll say, look this up for me, or how do I do this? And if I don't answer her immediately, in fact, your daughter might have been in the audience when everything is silenced, but to have a little fun with the kids and to see that, you know, we all have the same issues,
right.
I would show, look at this text on this phone. When she didn't get me on this line, she called the business line. When she didn't do that, she's on the iPad with an email.
Yeah.
So, yes, we thought the me generation existed decades ago. However, it's 65% of our workplace is made up of millennials.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole lot of miscommunication going on because of the intergenerational issues, because of the gender issues. For instance, again, I bet you my little brother might be listening this morning, but late last night I sent him a lovely text reminding him that I'm going to be on the radio today. And so I, you know, as a female, we speak and we text three times the volume that you gentlemen communicate.
Right.
So this morning, first thing comes a thumbs up. Like, cool.
Yep.
And so when we get hostile, when we get confused, when we get demanding, when we begin ruining our reputation because we're not clear and we're not concise and we don't know who our audience is, that's where the research comes in, Chris.
Yep.
For instance, when I'm dealing with a male client, I know he just wants a few sentences. He doesn't want 21,000 words that I speak a day. He only wants 7,000.
So there's a great, great tip right there. You have to know, as you said before, your audience, which might just be one person. But you have to retool who you are to that person. You have to meet their expectations.
You have to meet their expectations. And as we said, depends on their age.
Yep.
It depends on their race. It depends on their ethnic background. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of variables.
Neat.
And so when you said, oh, how many countries? Your mom has been to so many countries. I believe I'm up to 28, 29.
Okay.
In fact, I'm off again in September to a few more countries. And yesterday, for instance, I got a lovely email from a client who I thought was in New York City, but the home office is in Dubai. And so when I went to, I saw his beautiful email, and I thought, oh, this is going to take too much to answer him.
Right.
Let's get to the root, just like I did with you. Let's talk.
Right.
Let's talk so I can hear the emotion, the passion, what you're looking for. I go and I see, oh, that phone number is in Dubai.
Wow.
So that required me now to go back to my emailing and to communicate who I was concisely, quickly, and what I'd like to do with him and for him.
So a lot of things that you're going through to figure out and funnel in exactly how you're trying to present yourself to this person.
And that's what we must do every day.
Right.
I have a cousin that works for a major corporation, and how interesting she was when I said, tell me about texting in mm-hmm. corporate America when you're a salesperson, you're on the road. She says, well, you know, in today's quick business world, there's no time for emails even.
Right.
And so texting is the thing to do. And I said, oh my gosh, how is that? She says, well, It takes thought and intent to really word your texts properly when you're communicating with a boss and a client
mm-hmm.
and coworkers. Again, good manners is you can't tell your boss what to do. You can't tell your client what to do. You have to begin with I statements.
Right.
I statements are very lovely. To say, I'm headed to Chicago. Would you like to join me? That feels not so demanding. That feels not so disappointing. And so we truly have to step back. And the old adage is, if you don't have something good to say, don't mm-hmm. say it.
Right.
The positive has to come out first, even if you have to have some negative stuff in there.
Yeah, see if you can sandwich that in.
Yeah, but if you start positive
yep.
and then you bring up the other stuff after that, because as human beings, Chris, what we note in a text is basically the first statement and the last, and all the other stuff is all kinds of details.
Yep. Hence sandwiching it in. That's exactly it. In music, we do the same thing. I tell everybody when you're doing a performance, if you can get the first phrase right and you get the last phrase right and the last and the ending right, nobody will know what happened in between.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And so when we text with human beings, whether it's to our families, socially, professionally,
yep.
we must be grateful communicators. We've got to be gracious. And the word that I love to use, Chris, is we've got to have some charisma in order to excite people,
sure.
to invite people, to want them to do business with us, we've got to be charismatic.
Right.
And charisma is really about speaking other people's languages.
But Maria, here's the thing that I think flipped on everybody, and maybe I'm missing it, and maybe you can confirm it or deny it. So we got our cell phones, right? And one of the first things that happens with our cell phones and the texting is, or email, is when you send an email, by default, is please excuse my typos. So we've made the assumption that it's okay for me to be crass, less detail oriented. Excuse me for being me because I'm using this technology. We've had phones for years. When did it flip on us, and why do we assume that now it's okay for you as the receiver of my text to deal with the way I want to present myself, as opposed to your advice, which is get to know who you're trying to present to and make sure that you're meeting their expectations? It's turned on its head.
It's turned on its head. And, Chris, something that you don't know about the Protocol School of New Jersey is we have been teaching Learn to Flirt programs.
Learn to Flirt?
Yes, for our 15 years that we've been in business.
Okay.
And we teach young, middle, and older people how to turn on the charm.
Okay.
Whether it's with a spouse or a new girlfriend, this and that. And so when we talk about typos and this and that, oh my gosh, that's another level of how suitors, how daters are judging.
Sure.
So for instance, gosh, I don't think I've ever shared this. I'm single these years.
Okay.
And so, for instance, if I get a text from someone that I've met, or maybe I'm on a dating site, and they text me, if there are things that are misspelled, if grammar is misused, it's like, ding, on to the next one, on to the next one.
Well, you must be flying through now. It must look like the government debt with you.
So it's not a matter. In fact, you see me today. I'm not here dressed on this beautiful sunny afternoon as an etiquette consultant with my suit and my pearls on.
Right.
I've got white jeans on, a little off-the-shoulder top. Perfection in terms of etiquette is knowing what the rules are and knowing what your goal is,
right,
what you're trying to accomplish in that text, and what is your best way to get what you need from that other human being, whether it's a client or whether it's a new friend or a family member?
So you're essentially saying to me it's a sacrifice on your part because you have an end game in mind.
Yes.
So don't bully yourself into the situation. Sweet talk it a little bit so you get what your eventual outcome is, what your eventual expectation is.
Absolutely. Ask the right questions, stay in control, choose your words carefully before we should text. I know that professionally I tell my clients, don't send that email if you can right away. Sit on it overnight, especially if you have a hostile, confused, inexperienced, forgive me, uneducated and untrained ear on the other side.
All right, so then there's this silence, right, that's out there in that particular case. Is it best to just send out a note that says, I'm going to give you a detailed response. I will give it to you tomorrow?
Yes.
So they're not sitting there stewing about it for 24 hours?
Yes, because absolutely when we are rude. In fact, we don't know. I have a dear cousin. If she and I text each other, we're both so polite and mindful with each other that we don't know when to stop the train of texts.
Right.
And so like you said, you can easily say, thank you so much for this most detailed email. I look forward to answering your questions first thing tomorrow morning.
Yep.
And that is very helpful. You know a persona by text. Mm-hmm. You know all about someone by the way they text.
Right.
You can tell how impulsive they are. You can tell how judgmental they are. You can tell whether they're a positive thinker, a negative thinker. And our texting behavior is cause for concern. It is costing employers millions of dollars. Number one, because we business owners, I don't, but we business owners, many business owners, are allowing their staff and their employees to hold their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
I went into a restaurant last night with my daughter. Hostess had the cell phone out,
right,
and was busy texting, never looked up, never greeted us.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you asked me initially, tell me, Maria, what do you think about the future of the workplace, the future of the family place? It is rather bleak at this time.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter just graduated law school. She's going to be a family
law attorney.
Oh my goodness. And
very cool.
You know, our
now that's a whole nother conversation right there, because you there's law etiquette, and
yes,
now we got the queen of business etiquette. The two of you must have a great conversation.
We do, and she's got her MSW at the same time. So she's a third-generation social worker along with my mom and I. Mm. And it's so interesting. And so, like, we study human behavior, and it's so interesting. And the challenge is, as individuals, Chris,
mm-hmm,
is not only to study everyone else, but that means we need to look inside ourselves and see how we need to clean up our act.
Right.
How people see us.
Yeah.
And so it is cause for divorce. It is cause for breakups. It is cause for losing your job. Cell phone courtesy. Our millennials, they speak in one-word answers. So that informality, we as boomers see it as very disrespectful. We see it as them being very disengaged.
Right.
We see them as being, you know, just very unprofessional. And if our millennials are making up now, by 2020, 65% of our workforce, we have a lot of training to do. Yet, as you said to me when I first arrived today, like, how is anyone supposed to know this stuff?
Yep.
Well, internet and there's so much that we can learn online by Googling our problems and coming up with wonderful ways to learn how not to be an arrogant texter,
right,
and how not to be negative and act like we're victims,
right,
because people are having their way with us by text.
Sure.
So that's really what Cell Phone Courtesy Month was designed to do, was to draw our attention to how our world has changed because of our cell phone obsession.
Yep.
And our standards and our practices. My daughter will come home sometime and she'll say, Mom, I was out to eat and it was so sad. I look around at the restaurant and the parents and the toddlers are on their cell phones and,
yep,
texting, and nobody's communicating.
Nope.
Yes.
Well, I submit that I believe people don't know. They don't see the tie-in between their behavior and how the cell phone has created that behavior. And they don't understand how they've become the victim, and that's the cause, the root cause. They just simply look at the symptom of the cause. So we're going to talk with Maria Joyce a little bit about how you can get in touch with her and find out more about our programs and services and see if you want to get your cell phone courtesy behavior changed. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after these messages.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100andchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100andchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100 and County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, 100 and Huntchamber.com. Maria Joyce is with me. She is part of Protocol School of New Jersey. And Maria, before we get into one final set of tips and advice, quickly give your contact information and the services that you've let us in on some couple hints, but give us the menu of all the things that you focus on for people.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for asking. So interesting. As a corporate training firm specializing in etiquette, we have been finding these years that everything is in-house. We used to do publicly advertised programming, professional dining etiquette, dining etiquette for children, and now everything is done by nonprofits, our universities, our colleges, our corporations.
Right.
And so what we do, for instance, just like when your child was at Raritan Valley Community College, oftentimes after 5 days or even after 4 weeks of various camps, parents are saying, we need some parental coaching here. Come to our home. So we're doing a lot of private executive coaching, if you will, in homes, trying to change behavior. Oftentimes, you know, as we said during break, the behavior of our organization, whether it's our family or our company, begins at the top.
Mm.
And so, for instance, you were surprised when you saw that we are hospitality trainers.
Yeah.
And we go to country clubs and we train 150 wait staff at a time. And we always say we need the general manager, we need the front desk
staff. Gotta have buy-in from the top.
We need everybody to stay with us.
Yep.
And recently, again, we experienced, you know, the higher-ups are leaving thinking they don't need this information.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, you know, your staff is only as good as the leadership and the protocol that you establish and you follow.
Sure.
So it's very interesting. And as we said, learn to flirt programs. For instance, my thing is I love to make news in partnership with others. That's what I do here with you. Mm-hmm. That's what I did with Jeannie. That's what I do with college campuses. I love it when a mother from a gifted and talented organization calls and says, we need a summer camp. I love to toot their horn. I love to elevate their status.
Right.
And so any partnerships that you would like to establish, tea houses, call us and say, come and run tea in etiquette, mother-daughter events. We do just about everything. In fact, years ago I went to a Success Magazine workshop all day, and I remember sheepishly raising my hand, 300 people in the audience, and I said, can you help me here? I have a new consulting firm, and every time I answer the phone, somebody wants to take me here, there, and everywhere. They want me to do courtesy and health care. They want me to train nurses and aides, and they